In the Heights, Vita Salzman lost power at 2 a.m. Monday morning. And since then, she's tried her best to keep her six fish alive.
But the fish, you know, they live in a tank with water, and it was impossible to keep. I wrapped it in blankets. I did what I could, but the fish did not survive.
She says the temperature inside her home dropped below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and her water pipes are frozen. She and her boyfriend built a fort in front of their fireplace to stay warm overnight.
You know, last night, the only way I could keep the house literally at 30 degrees inside was to run the gas fireplace all night. So I literally slept with a carbon monoxide alarm next to me because I was so paranoid that I was going to be one of those people on the news that, like, this is so morbid, but that, like, died in their sleep because of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Salzman is a lab director and originally from New Jersey. She says she can't believe a storm like this has devastated the state's power grid.
And what's really frustrating is I feel like the information we got was so distorted versus the reality. We were told that there might be rolling blackouts.
In downtown Houston, Christina Mendez finally saw her lights come back on Tuesday afternoon. When I asked her if she got any warning about the power.
No. We didn't have no communication about letting us know that we were not going to have no electricity. I mean, it just out of the blue just went off.
Mendez is a nurse at Memorial Hermann and lives with her two kids, her uncle and her dad. She says she had everyone stay in the same room to stay warm.
I told them to put a lot of clothes on and a lot of socks because it's going to feel really, really cold. And we actually got a lot of covers and we all staying in one room. So that will be stay, you know, warm each other.
In Fort Bend County, Khaled Cannon has also been bundling up at home with his family to stay warm. His job is in PPE distribution and he hasn't been able to work, not just because the power has been off, but also because the internet on his phone has been terrible.
Like you get small sporadic bursts of data every now and then where your phone will just get like flooded with notifications for 1 second where you'll get everything.
Cannon says it's hard to have such limited information about the power crisis. His family has gone 37 hours without power and are sleeping in ski gear. His big question, how could this happen here?
And Houston's the energy headquarters of the United States. All the major energy companies are over here. So if they can't even protect their own hometowns, I mean, this is just, I don't know what kind of infrastructure they have set up, but something needs to be changed.
He's one of millions of Texans who hope the lights come back on soon. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.